Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures here today. Why don't you tell us what happened with those cattle futures? Hogs, though, did pretty well.
Yeah, speaking of the hogs, Dave, we saw the lean hogs for the third straight session close on the positive side. Now, yesterday's trading range was much narrower than what we've seen in the past, but they did manage a positive close. Now, the cattle complex closed mostly negative yesterday after a session of mixed trading. Fundamentally, it was very quiet yesterday for the cattle. Box beef prices continue to work higher, and we are still waiting to see what kind of cash trade we're going to see out of the feed yards this week. Choice box beef was up $1.29 yesterday. Selects were up $1.57. Had a total movement of 176 loads. The cattle kill estimated only 96,000. The cash feeder index was down 24 cents. Now, yesterday on the close, June cattle were 10 cents lower. May feeders up down 25 cents, but the June lean hogs closed 45 cents higher.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, Tom, take a look at these grain futures here today. Wow, really nice day for the grains, the wheat, the soybeans in particular.
That's exactly right. The grain and the soybean futures, Dave, closed higher. We had double-digit gains in the wheat and the soybeans yesterday. Wheat futures actually made new lows for the week early in the session, then rebounded strongly to close very strong to the upside. Now, we did see mostly short covering that helped lift the futures higher yesterday. And just a reminder and observance of Good Friday, the ag markets will be closed on Friday. Now, at the moment, we're experiencing some computer problems with our quotes, but last I had looked, most of the grains this morning, wheat, corn, and soybeans, were trading 1 to 2 cents lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.